Summit County Attorney's Office in a press statement Friday said it has not been served yet with a litigation, but will vigorously defend against it. In the suit, Adam Jones says that in February of 2011, he got a call from the then-girlfriend of his brother Travis asking for help. At their house, both Travis Jones and the girlfriend alleged each had hurt the other, but Adam said he found no evidence for that. Adam said he made it clear he was there as Travis's brother, not the police chief. He said the girlfriend was asked multiple times if she wanted to call the county sheriff, and she declined. Jones said he left with Travis asleep in his room. Prosecutors said later that night, Travis assaulted the girlfriend and her 10-year-old son, and he was arrested by sheriff deputies. The county ultimately charged Adam Jones with 2 counts of official misconduct, saying he should have done more when responding to the phone call, which was during his shift. They also charged Adam with witness tampering due to a visit he paid to his brother in jail the next morning. In the lawsuit, Jones said during the visit, he told Travis that he needed help for his drinking, and he told Travis he was passed out in bed during Adam's visit. The county saw that as possibly an attempt to influence Travis's recollection. In his lawsuit, Adam said the investigation against him was driven by a personal animus from Sheriff Edmonds. He said the county ignored or failed to investigate facts that were in his favor. He alleges that in May of that year, Camas City fired him after being advised by the county that the city faced civil liability. Later on, the lawsuit noted, 3rd District Judge L.A. Dever dismissed 1 count and refused to bind over the other 2. That decision was upheld by the Utah Court of Appeals, but the county appealed the 2 counts to the Supreme Court, which ruled that although Jones might ultimately be acquitted, the county had met a sufficient standard to make the charges. The case was remanded back to the county and 3rd District Court, but last August, County Attorney Robert Hilder dropped the charges, telling KPCW there wasn't enough evidence to proceed to trial. Jones's lawsuit says he spent over $80,000 defending himself, suffered emotional distress, and lost his job as police chief. In reply, current County Attorney Margaret Olson has denied that the county in any way maliciously prosecuted Adam Jones. A written statement said they're not aware of any personal animus from Sheriff Edmonds. It said the decision to charge Jones was made by then-County Attorney David Brookie and his staff, not the sheriff. Contacted by KPCW, Dave Edmonds also said the lawsuit sounds baseless, and regarding the charge of a personal animus, he said, quote, "I find that laughable." The county statement said Sheriff Edmonds was within his scope of authority to investigate the call from Travis Jones's home. The statement adds, quote, "The county is always concerned about domestic violence and investigates all reports of domestic violence thoroughly." For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.